Everything changes when God calls our name. Throughout history, God has been calling people by name. And when he calls people by name, he sends them on a mission too. In the resurrection narrative, we see that everything changed for Mary when Jesus called her by name and sent her on a mission. This short sermon follows the readings that we read online together on Sunday, 26th of April. And the various readings are all listed on the website just below where you clicked to listen to this. In John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18, we see Mary standing outside the tomb and she is crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. And the angels asked Mary, "Why are you crying?" How did she reply? What did she say? At this point, she was distraught. She was confused and sad and at her wits' end. Maybe at times you too feel hopeless and helpless, just like Mary. How would you have responded to the angels? This is what Mary actually said. "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Think about that for a moment. Mary was so very close to Jesus, but she did not recognize him. And then Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" And here's the thing. She still did not realize that it was Jesus. Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." And it was at this point that Jesus said to her, "Mary." At this point, Jesus called her by name and said to her, "Mary." And then, at last, she recognized him. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus called Mary by name, and straight away he sent her on a mission. He said to her, "Do not hold on to me. Go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And what did Mary do? She went. She went on the mission. She went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. Our God is calling us all by name, and he is sending us out to witness to our world, Jesus is alive. Now, the people of God have always been going astray. It is human nature to wander off in the wrong direction and to get into stuff. Yes, stuff that is so harmful. And the prophets of old often had to call people back to God. In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3, God said through the prophet Isaiah, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. God has called us by name. He has summoned us by name. We must walk with him, and if we do, he promises, I will be with you. In Exodus chapter 3, we see how God called Moses by name and then sent him on a mission too. Moses was minding his own business, as they say, tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And as he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God, it was there that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. God called Moses by name, and Moses replied, here I am. Moses made himself available to God in those three simple words, here I am. And God spoke to Moses about salvation. Salvation for himself and for the people of Israel. This is what God said. I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. God called Moses by name and he sent him on a mission. And now we get to one of the best loved true stories from the New Testament. It is a story about a tree, a short man, lots of food, lots of people who were judgmental, and Jesus who called someone by name. Who was that someone? We are looking at Luke chapter 19 and verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. There's nothing unusual about that. But a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. Now he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Now, you may be excused for thinking that perhaps Zacchaeus climbed the tree so as to observe social distancing. And on the one hand, you would be wrong, but on the other hand, you might be kind of right. You see, Zacchaeus did not work for the NHS. He was not a delivery driver. He did not work in a care home. Zacchaeus was not the sort of person that people clapped for on Thursday evenings. No one ever banged saucepans to thank Zacchaeus. They did not call him a hero. In fact, they called him a sinner, because he was always ripping people off. And that was why he was so rich. So whilst it is true that he climbed the sycamore fig tree to get a good view because he was so short, rather than because of social distancing, well, lots of people did not like him anyway, so he was pretty much socially at a distance anyway. And here is the wonderful thing. Whereas everyone else called him a sinner, Jesus called him by name. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. So he came down from the tree at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Now, what have we been saying all along? God calls people by name and then he sends them on a mission. And the interesting thing with Zacchaeus is that Jesus does not have to tell him what that mission will be. It is as if God plants the idea into his heart so that Zacchaeus seemingly thinks of the mission himself. Because Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. What an amazing transformation when Jesus calls people by name. So much so that Jesus replied, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus calls people by name because he came to seek and save the lost. And anyone who does not know Jesus is lost. And sometimes lost people can become fanatical, and they think that they are doing the right thing. They so believe in the cause that they are fighting for, only they too are lost. And there was a guy like that in the Bible, a man called Saul. And he was so convinced that his cause was right that he even went as far as killing people who did not agree with him. So much so that he found that he was even persecuting Jesus. But all that changed. Even he changed when Jesus called him by name and gave him a mission. It says in Acts chapter 9 and verses 1 to 22 that Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. So much so that he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. But one day, Jesus called him by name. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Do you get it? God is calling Saul by name. And Saul replied, "Who are you, Lord?" And then Saul heard these words that would change his life forever. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." This was a very dramatic conversion because Jesus called Saul by name, and everything changed for him. God said about Saul, "This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel." God is calling each one of us by name. And the question for us, how will we respond? God called Mary by name and gave her a mission. God called Moses by name and gave him a mission. God called Zacchaeus by name, and Zacchaeus kind of figured out for himself at least the first part of the mission that God had planned for him. And God called Saul by name and gave him a mission too. God is calling each one of us by name. How will we respond?